Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Restrictions and closures for Camporee starting today, August 5th. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Starting today, Monday, August 5th, Gillette will experience several road restrictions due to the International Pathfinder Camporee at Camplex. Road closures and detours starting Tuesday, August 6th, according to informgillette.com. Box Elder Road, northernmost lane, closed from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. with two-way traffic in the southernmost lanes. Garner Lake Road, closed from noon on August 6th to 6 a.m. on August 11th. Northbound traffic detoured via Butler Spaith Road to Highway 51 and Box Elder Road West to Butler Spaith Road or Highway 59. Southbound passenger vehicles detoured on Highway 51 to Butler Spaith Road or I-90 west to Highway 59. Northbound truck traffic detoured on Southern Drive west to Highway 50, north on Highway 50 to I-90, then east to exits 128 and 129, or continue on I-90. Southbound truck traffic can proceed west on Interstate 90 to Highway 50, south on Highway 50 to Southern Drive to Highway 59, then south on Highway 59. Destination Drive will be closed from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday, August 7th for a mobile food pantry. Camporee officials expect around 40,000 visitors to arrive today and another 20,000 on Tuesday. Residents and visitors are advised to plan accordingly to navigate these restrictions. For further information, visit informgillette.com. Pathfinders to enhance Gillette through extensive community service projects. As the International Pathfinder Camporee arrives in Gillette, the organization aims to leave a lasting positive impact on the community. The Gillette News Record reported, from Tuesday through Friday, over 4,000 Pathfinders and their leaders will undertake more than 36 community service projects. According to the Pathfinder information website, informgillette.com, notable efforts include Pathfinders cleaning headstones at Mount Pisgah Cemetery and pick up trash along routes to the landfill. They will also engage in activities such as beautifying parks, planting seedlings, staining boardwalks, and mulching around trees. Specific projects include cleaning up Dalby Memorial Park, weeding Sunflower Park, and cleaning McNanaman Park. Other significant initiatives include a food drive in collaboration with the Council of Community Services, car washes and garage cleaning at Primrose Retirement Community, and sorting and packing food boxes for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Volunteers will also engage in various activities at the Campbell County Senior Center, such as playing bingo, quilting hearts, and crocheting with residents. At the Campbell County Rockpile Museum, Pathfinders will paint a historic boxcar. They will also conduct litter pickups along North Garner Lake Road and North Gurley Avenue, as well as on properties near the landfill. In downtown Gillette, Pathfinders will paint murals and create sidewalk art, while at Gillette College, they will clean bleachers, tables, chairs, and vehicles, as well as plant bulbs and re-landscape plant and tree beds. In addition to these efforts, Pathfinders will continue to the Campbell County Veterans Council by assembling and delivering care packages to veterans and hosting a pancake brunch. The initiative underscores the Pathfinder's commitment to community service and environmental stewardship, with all volunteer slots filled and a substantial wait list. Their efforts reflect a collective desire to serve and improve the community of Gillette. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.